Tonight I'd like to say a word about the weather and the situation. I'm really amazed that an island turned out. At 11 o'clock someone counted and there were 68 people. And I know that Shamshi Bergman and his chavrusa left 2 minutes earlier, so we actually had shivim tonight. But I would like to share with you a vart, which I think is a nice yisayid achayim in general. And it's put together from machshava and halacha. And it starts with a Siches Musar. The Siches Musar asks, it says in, I believe, Parshas Veschanan, Umishalim l'sayna v'aponav l'avideh. We have an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Rishoyim the schar in Olam Hazeh, l'avideh you're not in Olam Haba. And the question is, the reason Hashem doesn't give schar in this world, schar ha-mitzvah b'ayah ha-meleka, is because it's a jip. You're cheating someone. Yofi shah achas of kairos ruach in Olam Haba more than hol chayei Olam Hazeh. It's like paying a child with toy money. You're cheating him. So schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. So how could it be that by Rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them schar in this world? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is kevei yisoid, and I hope to show that it has an earlier source. His lashon is mizeh anu lemeidim yisoid mavhil. So from here we learn an amazing yisoid. She'erech haschar hamigil la'adam avorkiya mitzvah. The value of the schar a person gets for a mitzvah he does, it's not more than that which a person himself is machshav a mitzvah. According to the amount that a person holds a mitzvah, has a chashivas, that's how much schar the person gets for that mitzvah. A ruchniyistic thing has a price and a value based on what a person sets its value. He asks that Esav sold the Bechaira for some bread and beans, and the value of a Bechaira is more than that. We have a rule that when you sell something, there's a rule of Einah. If you cheat someone by more than a sixth, the sale is invalid. You sell Bechaira for a bowl of beans, it shouldn't be a sale because of Einah. The rule that there's no... A sale is not chal if you cheat someone more than a sixth. So he answers this idea that the value of something ruchnius is what you set its value. Vayivez Esav as a bechayra means Esav set the value of a bechayra to him at a bowl of beans. That's what it's worth. And kafi the erech that a person puts into it, that's the value that a person could sell it for. That's what a person gets, aside from the Rabbi Yishalaylam, aside from Yaakov. When you sell it, that's the value that you get. And he adds, in Ben Torah, Seigeres HaGemara, Beklal Hefsid Mesuyim, if a Ben Torah is willing to close his Gemara for a certain value, Hareimara Bezesha Teirosei Einai Shava Kaisei Hefsid. He's setting the price of what his Torah is worth. You give up his Torah for $1,000, so then it's worth under $1,000. That's the yisoid that it says here in the Siches Musar. The same yisoid it says in the Drashas Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer Amrus, b'shem his Rebbe, the Baal HaFlah, and he says an incredible taj. He says, "Altiu kavodim amishamshin esarav alminos lekabel pras." Don't do avoida alminos lekabel pras. Pras usually taj schar, but we know in Shas pras means what? Pras, k'dechilas pras is a half, a broken piece. So the haflah taich al tiu kavodim am shanshin sarav am nos lekabel pras. Don't do your mitzvahs and get half to pay for it. How so? So he says this yisoid. He says a person sets the value for the mitzvahs he does, and he says the same lashon. Someone closes gemara for something, he sets the value for that thing. So don't be avodim shamshes ravel kabel pras. Don't sell yourself short. If you sell your seder, you sell your minyan, you sell your mitzvah for a small amount, that's what you get for it. That's the only schar that you get. The Chassam Sofer uses this idea to explain the pasuk in Rus. It says that Bayaz told Rus, Tehima skurtef shalema meis Hashem. But Bayaz told Rus, that your scarf, what you've done, should be complete from Hashem. Some Sefer writes, V'chiyesh schar she'ena shleima. Does God pay a not full schar? Zakta Sam Sefer, yeah, that's what Afla said. You set the value. Rus did the ultimate thing. She came from the house of a king. She was a princess in the house of a king. She gave it up to become a Yid and lived in poverty, without family, without money, going collecting in the field. So she gave up the most. You are getting a full schar. So these are the two yisaidis that say here in the Sikha, the one yisaid, the Sikha's Musar applies it to Mishalim Lasainov and to Esav. And the Chasam Sefer brings it in regard to Amanas Kabbal Pras and in regard to Rus. Now this idea first came my way about 25 years ago, when the Navi Shir started, we were learning Shmuel Aleph, and the Plishtim stole the Aron. In battle, the Plishtim stole the Aron. So we were clearing there, because of the part of the Sugya, there's a din that Kibush Mulchama is Kaina. If you capture something in Mulchama, it's Kaina. We were clearing then, if the Plishtim were Kaina, the Aron became belonging to the Plishtim. Kibush Mulchama is Kaina. So at that time, I stopped to a Ramah in Chayshim Mishpat, which is Agos Hashri in Bava Kama, which is a Maisa. It's a halacha which fits well with this Machshava. The case there is a salesman was selling tin. A traveling salesman going from town to town selling tin. And the way that Agos Hashri brings it, the roofs were made out of tin. It was leaking and someone bought some tin to melt to fix his roof. So Kulam Ruvain went, and he bought from this traveling salesman a bar of tin. On his way to his house to fix his roof, he met someone else that needed it, and the person begged him to sell it to him, so he sold it to him. So the person went to melt the tin, and he found that it was tin-covered silver. Somebody, was a smuggler or whatever he was doing, he took a bar of silver, covered it with tin. And when he started melting the tin, he found there was silver underneath. So what happened? What happened? He found silver. So Reuven, of course, heard about this. He was Tevayim to Din Taira. Reuven says, I sold you a bar of tin for $10. It's silver. It's worth $1,000. I want it back. It's a Mekatos. So who's right? I would think Reuven's right.
Reuven. You know, when he bought it to begin with, he didn't buy it as silver. He really bought it as tin. So to him, what you're saying now is...
Okay. Mati's wide awake. So, that's exactly what the Agos Hashri says. The Peladic thing, it's a psak, the Ramah Paskin is this way. That if when you buy something, you're kind of it to the value you know it has. It's not Mishnah Sisayin, it's a Chayshim Mishpat. If you buy a bar of tin, and you're kind of a bar of tin, you're kind of a bar of tin, you were never kind of a bar of silver. Even though you picked it up, you were kind of, but you thought it's tin, you're kind of it according to the value, the erech that it has. And therefore, when you bought the bar of tin, you're kind of a bar of tin, you're not kind of more. That's all you have, that's all you're kind of. So everyone asks me this, why don't you go to the traveling salesman? Say, they don't talk about it. So either he's a traveling salesman that disappeared, or it was a guy, and they held that if they bought it from the guy, it's a tosakum, and it's kind of... So I don't know what the original salesman... People always ask me why they don't talk about that. I don't know. But the aside is a fascinating aside. Now this aside, in the Ur Gedal Yahu, on Shavuos, he brings this aside. And he shtels through from Chayshim Mishpat, to Kinyan Taira, to being kind of Taira, really the same Yisayid as Sichas Moser and some Cipher, that you're kind of Taira according to the era. If your value of Taira is tin, so Lassad Lavai, God will give you tin for your learning. If your value of Taira is silver, so God will give you silver for your Taira. It's Gefi the Erech that a person has.
So is it value to Taira or time spent on Taira?
They're talking about the schar of Taira.
But it's more than a person may be learning for 3 hours.
That's a separate issue, how much you accomplish in 5 minutes. I don't think that's what he's talking about. He's talking about what you get, what you have It's valued according to what you put its value. Maybe there's a marker for this in Shas. There's a Mishnah in Elul Metzias, I think Chafei Amid Beis, which talks about someone who sold a house in Eretz Yisrael. Someone had a house in Eretz Yisrael and he sold it to someone. The second Yid went to do renovations and he broke down the wall and he found a treasure hidden in the wall. He found money hidden in the wall. So, and it was nicker, it says the money was old, it was nicker, it was meha amayroim, from the Knanim, from the Amayri, it was from before Kibush Eretz Yisrael, it was nicker, it was from Gayim, and a Yid owned the house, now he sold it to another Yid, and the other Yid found the money. It's come out the same story, no? So the Mishnah says that the Yid who found it keeps it.
The first owner never owned it.
Why?
Because it was in that wall from the previous owner.
So Tosfos asks the Kasha, on top of Tosfos Chav Avim and Aleph, the chotzer shel Adam kainaloi shalai midaitai. The rule is every kinyan you have to know about, except for one. Kinyan chotzer, your chotzer is kainah even if you don't know about it. So kinyan chotzer should be kainah to a person he doesn't know. So he bought the house, he should be kainah everything that's in the wall, everything that's in the house. So Taisus answers that. Taisus says, your chotzer is kind of for you something that you would normally find. If something falls into your chotzer and you walk in, you normally find it, it's kind of. But something that you normally would be totally unaware of, such a thing, your chotzer is not kind of for you. It's interesting, when I learned this in yeshiva, we were learning this sugya, somebody rather who used to learn the yeshiva was a contractor, called me, with a shayla, his Mexicans were breaking a wall, and they found money in the wall. They found money, and they found checks also, which were dated, so you can figure out how long it was there. And it's interesting, by the time he came, the Mexican said, no, it was only checks, there was no cash. And, you know, finally he squeezed them, and, you know, so they gave him a little bit. So, Mamish had this shayla. I told him we should have been learning about Mashiach that day, you know, it was Makoya. But here we have a yesod that goes back, amazing yesod, that a person, there is talking not about the erech of something, but to be kind of something, kefi daitai, that a person has knowledge that it exists. At any rate, this is the yesod. It seems to me that every once in a while, a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a snowstorm to allow people the opportunity, really the opportunity, to give an erech. People come to Minyan every morning for Shachris. How much is it worth to you? I don't know. How much schar do you get? I don't know. So God brings a snowstorm, a 2-foot snowstorm. Some people stay home, a 2-foot snowstorm, they're not going to go to shul. And some people is to go to the snow and make it to shul. A person sets the value of his going to shul, of his going to minyan. A person sets the value of his going to learn. A person sets the value of the thing he does according to the Mesivus Nefesh that a person is willing to put into it. And it's that way. In general, it's that way in all relationships. You have a relationship with a wife, you have a relationship with a friend. The value of the relationship is not nicker every day. Every day you see each other, you talk. When a person has a need, when a person is down, you do something for him, you show the value of that relationship, and it's really the same thing in Matasichis Musar, and Chasam Sofer, and our Gedaliah. What they're all saying about Limud HaTorah is that you set your value. You set your erech, whatever it's worth. I want to say that tonight, everybody really had an excuse not to come. Whether the weather is bad, I don't know. But just from the scare tactics of all the radio stations is enough to have scared anybody away. And the fact that you did make it here today, Teimaskurtem Shalema, Meis Hashem, I appreciate your coming. And the extra piece of cake is not the schar. The schar is... I appreciate that everyone's here. And it's Hashem. What? It's Megalim Afreya and all the previous weeks as well. I'll take that. Okay. Meshkarech, everybody.